Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Rath Cabin Hall has been central to the local community for decades, but over recent times it's come into some disrepair. Assistant Chairperson of Rath Cabin Hall Committee is Claire Burke, who joins me now. Claire, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
It is fair to say, isn't it? It has been a centre for the community for many decades, Claire.
Yes, indeed. Goes down through the years, they have been everything from ICA to the ploughing. We're very fortunate in Rath Cabin to have Rath Cabin players there annually. They're there usually around this time of the year, but due to COVID now, there's no play, nothing.
Course, yes. So we're like so many other communities as well.
Yeah, everyone's in the same boat. That's the unfortunate thing about it this time around. Everyone's in the same boat, so everyone's looking for support. And what has happened to us is we have no income, say. Our classes and things like that, and the play would be our income for maintenance.
Right. People would have hired the hall, I guess.
They would, for yoga. Yeah. We had yoga, we have boot camps, and with Ignite Fitness in Borsakane, they come over and they do boot camps there and things like that. So, yeah, we've been very lucky over the last 2 years. They have been a busy spot.
Right, but of course, that's all. Your doors are closed now because of COVID.
Well, since last March, we've nothing. Yeah.
How bad is the hall at the moment? I mean, what sort of disrepair are we talking about
there? There's a leak in the roof, part of the roof, which needs to be repaired. So the ceilings have to fall in on that part in one of the rooms.
Good, good.
So it's just a continuous leak that was there down through the years, but it was never supposed, over the last number of years, wasn't looked at.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the problem now is funding to do this. Now, we got 2,500 from a community enhancement programme from the council.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have. Now, we have put out for a fundraiser online and GoFundMe page. And we're collecting a bit on that. But it's slow. And look,
right.
we can accept it's slow. People are short cash. Things are tight. But we're looking for any small donation.
Of course, because if you can't go ahead with this, I'm sure the hall is in danger, is it?
It is. It is, to be honest, it is. Because we have, see, our play, our boot camps, our everything is our continuous funding.
Mm, yes.
So that's where we get our money for maintenance, for repairs, for anything. Mm. And if we don't have that, we can't do our work. That's basically it.
Right. And what about the overall cost of what you need, Claire, would be what?
20,000. Yeah, to do it right and
right.
To kind of finish what we need. No, that fits our problems and keep the structure there and keep the community hall alive for people.
Well, wouldn't it be nice that all the people who benefited from the use of the hall over the years would sort of wade in with this?
Well, that's what we're hoping. We're asking our community to come on board. It's only small donation. It doesn't have to be a massive donation.
Mm.
Anything they can afford and donate it. Because every little help will help.
Very good.
And just keep this. It is a vital part of the community. The Rath Cabin School, they use it for their plays at Christmas. And, you know, it's a structure that it's not replaceable.
Mm, of course. Yeah, I'm just looking at a picture. It's a very attractive building. Was it a church at one point? I'm just looking.
When the Rath Cabin Church was being built, the present church in Rath Cabin, it was used for the services and people were baptised there and things like that.
Were they indeed? So,
that was back, I think, in 82 or 3 that way.
Right, so it has a great history indeed.
Yeah, there is a big history. It's 100 years next year alive in Rath Cabin.
Very good. So tell me about the GoFundMe page then.
We have a GoFundMe page up and going. Mm-hmm. Now, you can get into that through our link on our Facebook page, Rath Cabin Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just go to GoFundMe.com and Google, just put in Rath Cabin Hall and it comes up.
Right.
And you can donate through that. Now, you can also donate through members of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And our local shop, Kelly's, our local shop in Rath Cabin has in the loft, you can collect and give it back to a member of the community. There's no hassle.
Very good.
So there's loads of ways of support to it.
And you'd like to start work on this pretty soon, I guess, would you?
In straight away.
Mm, yeah.
straight away. Just the longer it's let go at this stage, the harder it's going to, because there's more problems going to come on board.
Of course. Well, particularly if it's exposed in some way. You know.
It is. No, and it needs to be. And just it needs to be completed now just to keep it alive. That's all we're trying to do, is keep it alive until we get our classes back and get going again, whenever that is.
When are you hoping for some normality to return to you, do you think, Clara?
It's not looking good for this year. We usually had cards every Friday night. There was people from all around the communities around were coming, elderly people, and they've lost that every Friday night. I think they miss it too. But it's looking like maybe September, October, but that's only wishing.
Yeah. And what's your experience of people in the area, Claire? I mean, is there a lot of isolation, a lot of...
There is. Do you know, there is. Definitely there is. But we have a good community base here in that cabin. Do you know, there is, they look out for each other here, usually, anyway, they do. It is difficult because we have to go somewhere, we have to drive everywhere.
Of course, yeah.
Do you know, we're kind of isolated that way. But look, if anyone needs help, there is help there. The neighbours are good. Usually I find the neighbours great. They're great support around here.
Very good indeed. I'm just looking out the window at what a dreadful day it is. It's certainly not a good day for Rathcabin Hall.
It's not a good day. Yeah, we had a lot of rain last night, so we could have a lot of water again today. But look.
Well, listen, your chat with me, I hope it helps you in some way.
Yeah, it's just to get it off the ground again and keep it alive, because we need it, and we need it for the future generation to come. We need to keep it in Rathcabin.
Of course, absolutely. So listen, look after yourself, Claire.
All right, thanks a million for that, Fran.
Thank you. Bye-bye to you now. And if you want to go on to Rathcabin Hall, if you just want to Google that, there will be a guide there to bringing you to the GoFundMe page.